Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. I am really happy to greet our new listeners today, as well as our faithful audience. We continue to speak about different jobs, and right now in our studio, we have Nigel, a pilot in training. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Thank you, Nigel. Well, first I'd like to find out how you came to be a pilot in training. And perhaps you can tell me something about what lies ahead for you.
Well, I grew up in a poor family in Manchester, and I left school early. I wasted years before I realized that flying was what I wanted to do. From that moment on, I've worked really hard toward the day when I'd be a pilot flying domestic routes here in the UK. When I achieve that, I'll be happy. I have no real ambition to make transatlantic flights, and to fly any big-time international routes.
I guess that's an unusual background for a pilot. So, how did you get started?
First, I completed my high school education. While I was studying at school and at night, I also started learning to fly. I had to work two jobs as well just to afford it. But I wanted a commercial pilot's license, and I would have run through a brick wall to get there. I had to log 250 hours in all sorts of conditions, learn to do all the maneuvers, and then do the written test. I then had to do a flight test.
So, is that all you have to do to become a pilot?
Oh no, you also need an instrument rating for your aircraft type.
What is that exactly?
An instrument rating is about showing that you can fly by instruments alone, when the weather's really poor and you can't see a thing. To do this, you need to do ground training and then pass another flight test. I'm happy to say I just got my rating last week. And besides, you also need to pass a medical test to show that you're fit to fly. Fortunately, I've done that successfully too.
And what's left to do before you can follow your dreams, Nigel?
I still need to get experience. First, I've mainly flown single-engine aircraft while I've been learning, and I need to get some hours flying multi-engine planes. The days of getting hired just because you've got a license are long gone. You know, most successful pilot applicants at major airlines have thousands of hours of flight experience.
So, is it just time in the air that they want?
Oh no, there's more, much more. The three main factors are the type of aircraft you've flown, the amount and complexity of flying you've done, and which crew positions you've held. But regional or commuter airlines may not need as much. I'll work for peanuts if that's what it takes to get my first flying job. Of course, there's a lot of water to flow under the bridge before I get there. But I can say my training period has been really exciting. I've met lots of different people and learned so much.
Well, Nigel, with the determination you have, I've got no doubts you're going to make it as a pilot. And I bet you end up doing exactly what you planned.
Thanks. I hope so.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. I am really happy to greet our new listeners today, as well as our faithful audience. We continue to speak about different jobs, and right now in our studio, we have Nigel, a pilot in training. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Thank you, Nigel. Well, first, I'd like to find out how you came to be a pilot in training, and perhaps you can tell me something about what lies ahead for you.
Well, I grew up in a poor family in Manchester, and I left school early. I wasted years before I realized that flying was what I wanted to do. From that moment on, I've worked really hard toward the day when I'd be a pilot flying domestic routes here in the UK. When I achieve that, I'll be happy. I have no real ambition to make transatlantic flights and to fly any big-time international routes.
I guess that's an unusual background for a pilot. So, how did you get started?
First, I completed my high school education. While I was studying at school and at night, I also started learning to fly. I had to work two jobs as well just to afford it. But I wanted a commercial pilot's license, and I would have run through a brick wall to get there. I had to log 250 hours in all sorts of conditions, learn to do all the maneuvers, and then do the written test. I then had to do a flight test.
So, is that all you have to do to become a pilot?
Oh no, you also need an instrument rating for your aircraft type.
What is that exactly?
An instrument rating is about showing that you can fly by instruments alone, when the weather's really poor and you can't see a thing. To do this, you need to do ground training and then pass another flight test. I'm happy to say I just got my rating last week. And besides, you also need to pass a medical test to show that you're fit to fly. Fortunately, I've done that successfully, too.
And what's left to do before you can follow your dreams, Nigel?
I still need to get experience. First, I've mainly flown single-engine aircraft while I've been learning, and I need to get some hours flying multi-engine planes. The days of getting hired just because you've got a license are long gone. You know, most successful pilot applicants at major airlines have thousands of hours of flight experience.
So, is it just time in the air that they want?
Oh no, there's more, much more. The three main factors are the type of aircraft you've flown, the amount and complexity of flying you've done, and which crew positions you've held. But regional or commuter airlines may not need as much. I'll work for peanuts if that's what it takes to get my first flying job. Of course, there's a lot of water to flow under the bridge before I get there. But I can say my training period has been really exciting. I've met lots of different people and learned so much.
Well, Nigel, with the determination you have, I've got no doubts you're going to make it as a pilot. And I bet you end up doing exactly what you planned.
Thanks. I hope so.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.